Church celebrates Thursday after the Epiphany, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. In today's gospel passage, we find Jesus in the synagogue in Nazareth, telling the people what his ministry was going to be all about. First of all, he announced the Lord's favor. He would reveal God's loving favor for all people, but especially for those who were often out of favor with others, the poor, the captives, the blind and disabled, the downtrodden, and we can add to that list the lost, sinners, widows, and all who found themselves on the margins of society for whatever reason. Jesus was announcing that he was about to reveal the generosity of God, a generosity that was as all-encompassing as God's love. This was, indeed, good news. Strangely, though, this good news wasn't well-received by the people of his hometown. Later on in this story, the townspeople were ready to hurl him down from the brow of a hill. It seems as if Jesus' God was just too much for the people of Nazareth, too hospitable, too welcoming, too forgiving, too all-embracing, too generous. Just as he did to his fellow Nazarenes, Jesus challenges our image of God. Yet, because he proclaims the favor and hospitality of God, he has the power to transform us, to enrich us in our poverty, to bring us freedom where we are captive, to give us sight in the many ways that we are blind, to restore our sense of belonging to the Lord after we have been lost.